Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today, this Friday. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to be a full-time investor on part-time hours. All these shows this week are Jill's brain children. Before we get into this one, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Matt wrote and asked, I have a few properties that I put through a title company coming to me tomorrow. A few questions for those more experienced with title policies. Awesome. Oh, this is a good question. How do you advertise these? One, how do you advertise these properties differently than properties that you don't put through title? Two, how much more is a title policy actually worth? Say I bought 15 acres for a couple grand and would list or sell it for $15,000 to $18,000 without a title policy. Could I sell it for $20,000 to $25,000 with one? Thanks in advance. Jack, you want to start?
Yeah, so for a slight 10 seconds of background, there's two ways to buy property. And with directly through recording the deed yourself, two guys in a coffee shop get put a deal together on a napkin. And the second way is through title or through, if you're in the eastern part of the country, with a lawyer. Title was designed to avoid using lawyers, but that's a whole different topic. So there's those two ways. Matt here decided to buy properties through title. And what he's asking is, are they A, more valuable somehow? And B, how do you sell them? If so, if they're more valuable, how do you advertise the fact that you did it so that you can get more money? That's really what I think he's getting at.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do this all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, our rule is if we pay more than $5,000 in general, we put it through title, as you put it, as you stated here. We have title close a deal for us. So we have a slot right in Landpin where you can download or upload your the PDF for your title policy so that everyone can read it and see it and know that you did it. Full disclosure. So that makes it more valuable. And does it make it more valuable? Yeah. Does it make him $20,000 more valuable? I'm not sure.
Right.
I will tell you that if there's somebody that's serious about buying real estate, you know, vacant property for whatever reason, and they're looking at your property and six other properties around the area, and you got a nice presentation put together with a full title policy, and they can see that you bought it a month ago or a week ago and justify the price and it's priced right, they're going to buy yours.
That's what I think. I don't think you can't market up another 25% because of that.
Right. A lot of times people, if they really know what they're doing, they'll just say, you know, yeah, I know you didn't buy it on title, but I would like to buy it, so we're going to go back and do that together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
And it's fine. We do that all the time, and we ask them to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. But I love the idea of attaching a file mm-hmm. to your posting with the PDF, the whole file, so they can read it.
I do. I think it's the greatest thing on the planet. Yeah. I agree. I love that. And I would put it up top, maybe even put it in the description, you know, sometimes, you know, purchase with title insurance, you know, so people know right away, or at least at the very top line, because that's a nice, important piece. And that's, like Jack says, that's something that yours will stand out.
You know what Carfax is?
Yeah. But the Fox.
Yeah.
It's the Fox.
So Carfax is just like, it's the paper that's associated with the car you're buying. It's good. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't get in an accident. You know, it's just a back check. That's what title policy is.
Yep.
It's an insurance policy, literally, on the condition of the property from a chain of title standpoint. So, yeah, it comes with a little bit more peace of mind.
That's a perfect example, because you don't need to buy it with a car, but sometimes you just feel better looking at
yeah.
it. Even let's like
three cars, the same color, yeah. same age. The one's got the Carfax.
I want that one.
Exactly.
And I can make sure, you really are the third owner, because I see it.
Right.
You know, and it's the same, too, as when someone used to be before that. I would just have the stack of receipts. Remember that? My dad taught me that. I didn't have a log book, but I had a stack of receipts showing all my service work done. I'm not kidding. And you remember, come on, you remember that? Remember that silly car that I sold and the guy that bought it? Because you were there helping with the transaction.
Yeah.
And he was impressed because I had all my receipts and all my stuff in a row. This was, you know, many years ago. but it does make a little bit of a difference. You know, would it have changed the transaction altogether? Maybe not, but you know what? He put his mind at ease, yeah, and he was really happy to get a hold of that car, and there you go.
If not anything else, it's
faster.
A great sales tool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then, so to even make it even more interesting, we're coming out with our a product called Title Plant. It's the website
Title
is
Mind?
Called Title Mind,
yeah.
But we're allowing you to order a title plant, not a policy, just a basic title plan, so you can read it and see it and provide it for a very small amount of money, a fraction of what it would cost to get the actual deal done. And we're not, it won't be released for another 90 days or so, but there's a huge company, one company that's behind First American Title that does all their title plan work, and we cut a deal with them. We've actually shaken a hand, we're waiting for the contract.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
That's just another creative way. So yes, I love it. Love the title piece. If you have a question, you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, how to be a full-time investor on part-time hours.
Well, I've successfully mastered this. And that's not at all what this is about. But as you said that, I'm like, oh, I have to say that.
What do you think, Jill? How do you become a full-time investor on part-time hours?
Oh, I got this.
You wrote this.
I did write this.
I have real clear, I know exactly how to do this.
I have written about this many times. I've written about this in great detail. I've written about this in each little section. I've dissected this for our people in our newsletter. It's not crazy. You have to have a system. You have to be organized. You have to have the right tools. You have to not mess around.
Not mess around.
You know what I mean. Not,
that's what this whole show is, like, messing around.
Well, that's true. But I'm not, it's like you have to be the mindset that you're going to do this right and do everything possible and hold yourself to these goals, yeah, and your plans. And you really have to sit down and go, all right, this Sunday, I am going to devote 4 hours. I'm going to be on the internet. Everybody, I love you. Dad's over here or whatever. And I'm going to pick a county. And then next Sunday, I'm going to come back to it and I'm going to do this. And then next Sunday, I'm going to do this. And then next Sunday, I'm going to do that. And if you do that and you spell it all out, 4 Sundays from now, you own a piece of property or several.
That's right.
Depending what you did.
Well said.
You now own 4 pieces of property. And now you're, and now the next week, you're waiting for the buyers to reach out to you. And then, you know, 6 weeks have passed and now you're staring at the bank account.
Exactly. So the root of this question is the very reason that Jill and I started Land Academy, because we have developed tools over the years by doing so many deals. We've done 15,000, almost 16,000 deals now that have really saved a tremendous amount of time and made this kind of a cash flow machine, or just a machine in general. So there's a lot of things that you have, a lot of moving parts to this. Some of them are incredibly time consuming and some of them aren't. Here's the top three time consuming. In the anatomy of any deal, there's three places where you really get hung up from a time standpoint, and it kills it. If you're a busy person, it has the potential to kill it. Number one, when you buy a piece of property, when sending out mailers is incredibly simple. We've made that so simple, it's silly. They're gonna come back, and you're gonna talk to the seller, and invariably, several of them are gonna say, heck yes, I do wanna sell my property for super nothing. And you're going to say, great, you got to close the deal. That's time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do close the deal, you have to prep it from an engineering standpoint to get it up on the internet. That's time consuming. We have a tool for that. We have a tool for the purchasing it too. We've developed these tools so that it's a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
So once you do purchase it and it's engineered and it's up on the internet, someone's going to click on a button and they're going to buy it. Mm-hmm. They're going to put their credit card information, they're going to buy it. Now you got to facilitate that transaction. Those are the three big bottleneck places on any deal, and we have huge tools.
Well, and I like to follow up with the reason why, because we need them too.
Yeah, that's why they got developed.
That's the whole thing.
We got tired of it too.
And you know, and it got to the point where, you know, our people in our community are coming to us, you know, and they still do this. I'm working on things right now, and you are too, Jack. I need help with X. All right, you know what? So do we. Well, now there's 200 of us that all need our help with X. And I bet that with the 200 of us, we can make it a lot cheaper. And Jack and I are happy to outlay the cost up front and develop the tool, get the data, get the mapping, all the things that you're working on without me leaking a lot of stuff. you know, like the deeds, like the title stuff. We're happy to lay out that cost up front because we use it too, and we'll share it with everybody. And that's then we it. All save money and we all save time.
Exactly. But Jill's original point is dead on. You still, with all the best tools in the world, you know, if you don't open the toolbox, if you don't have a system, if you don't have a you know, a blueprint or whatever you're going to build, use the tools to build, it's not going to happen.
That's a lot of it. It's interesting the number of people that come to me quietly, separately, you know, and say, all right, I've got it all. I just need a kick. They do. And I understand that.
Me too.
You
I completely understand that.
You know, you think that you're not ready. I don't know why. We think we're not ready. I just need 6 more hours. I got to review this again. No, you don't. No, you got it. Well, and I think what I think, and then this is another thing about us. How did we help our people solve that? By saying, tell you what, take that step, take that leap. And if anything goes sideways, we're right here.
Yeah.
How? You can reach out to us in our online community. Oh, okay. You can talk to us in person on our call.
Right.
Oh, okay. So I think that's...
There's really no excuse.
It really is, right. So for a lot of our people, when I say, well, what's to be afraid of? I'm right here. They go, oh, okay. I'm going to catch you. You're not going to fall that far. I'm going to catch you. And you know what? And even little things like, you know, God, this deal. Sometimes I know some of your deal reviews that you get, Jack, that you do with our people is because it might sound too good to be true, and they just want you to look at it and go, yeah, that is a run to the bank. Run to the bank.
Yeah.
You know,
I
and
said
they,
that this week.
Yeah.
There are two run to the bank deals in there.
Mm-hmm. I just want to, and so there's another reason that we solve stuff. It's, you know, you can do this. And like I said, we're right here to help you. Now we have a really great community too, which is so great that it doesn't have to be Jack and I. There's a lot of Jack and I's running around with lots of names in our world, and they are so happy to help.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we really have created a great community. We paid it forward and they want to pay it forward.
Yep.
Mic drop. Like, I don't know what to say after that.
So. I can say this. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
Just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You can do that, you know? It is amazing.
Thank
I started
you.
Out part-time. You started out part-time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, yeah, I forgot to mention.
Do you know
that.
When you really think about this? We are technically part-time investors, but full-time developer. You're a full-time. What is your title?
I don't know.
I'm like, what do we call you?
You know, you're right. We have a staff, but, you know.
I get in on stuff. You get involved in stuff.
I look at the deals and I say yes or no.
Right.
That's my involvement in it right now. So, but we started right where everybody else starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
And developer meaning not real estate developer.
No, yeah, like program developer.
Yeah.
That's you're a tech developer coming up with all these great, you're coming up with all kinds of great things. You are the, I'm really good at saying, hey, I just got off the phone with so-and-so. How can we solve this? And you go, wait a minute, I can do this.
Yeah.
And
that's
what
happens.
We're doing.
You're on it.
Exactly.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.